This is Marketplace. I'm Kimberly Adams. Okay, now let's talk Brexit. It's been a day of swings and roundabouts for British Prime Minister Theresa May as she tries to steer Great Britain out of the European Union. The party that's been propping up her government said they would no longer support her deal. Meanwhile, the leaders of her opposition say they may have no choice but to accept it. Marketplace host Kai Rizdal is in London this week talking to different people about these uncertain times and what all this means for the British economy. Kai, good to have you on.
Hey, Kimberly, how are you?
I'm all right. Where'd we catch up with you?
I am standing actually in Parliament Square, right outside the Houses of Parliament. Westminster Abbey's around the corner. Came down, number one, to make a point, and number two, to give you a little bit of a scene. There are some protests going on here, but the point to be made is that these people are just tired, and the protesters are looking a little lackluster. They're just standing there waving their EU flags or their Brexit no deal right now flags. People here are, well, they're tired of this whole story. I got to tell you that.
And I have to imagine the folks in Parliament are tired of it too. Action last night, supposedly more votes coming tomorrow. What's happening there?
Oh, yeah, way more votes coming tomorrow. So first of all, let's be clear. This is a political story, but we're going to cover the economics of it because no matter when Brexit happens, and frankly, that's in some doubt now, the economics of it, the economic impact, the business impact of it has already started and is already happening. Just to the politics of it for a second, though, Theresa May is in some political jeopardy here. There are votes happening tomorrow. The parliament is going to decide maybe what it wants to do. And then probably on the 12th of April, but maybe on the 22nd of May, who knows, the UK is scheduled now to leave the European Union if, you know, nothing changes in the next 48 to 72 hours, which is a gamble.
Right, because things seem to always change with Brexit. But speaking of those changes, we expected that deadline to be this Friday, which is why you're there right now. So why are you still there right now?
Well, we're here because, as I said, the economic story has already started. You know, we've been out talking to people for, what, 3 or 4 days now. Here are just two snapshots. We went out yesterday and talked to a guy. He's an Italian gentleman working here for 15 years, runs a fashion company. He imports fabrics and designs and materials from all over the European Union. And he says he spends 25% of his time dealing with Brexit and the ramifications for his business. Talked to another guy at a pub last night who's in the food importing and exporting business, right? He says 80% of his time for the past year has been spent dealing with Brexit. And so when you think about not only the government concentrating on Brexit so much, but businesses concentrating on Brexit, that's real impact when these folks are having to do this at the same time as they're trying to run their business.
Right. It must be exhausting. But at the same time, like, what other vibe are you getting out there? I mean, if there are protesters, I'm guessing there's some anger, too.
There is some anger. I think more than anger, really, there's frustration, right? There's great political frustration. There's great, as I said, economic frustration. And then you look at the people who voted to leave, right? And who knows when or if it's going to happen. One of the things we did Saturday when we got here is we took a train up to Boston, England. We went to Boston because that is the most pro-Brexit city in the UK. 75% of the people voted to leave. For them, it's a migration story more than anything else, right? The folks in Boston have seen an influx of mostly Eastern European immigrants, lots of folks from Poland and Lithuania, and the catch for them is this. They are a labor force, those folks are, and they have revitalized parts of Boston, which has fallen on some economic hard times. But also, the locals, the folks who have been there for a while, they're seeing crowding in hospitals, they're seeing crowding in their schools. And so while they want that economic gain that they get, the labor force that they get from these Eastern Europeans, they don't want the crowding that happens with extra people in their community.
Right. And so we are now looking out for those votes tomorrow.
Yes, the votes tomorrow in London. And, you know, arguably more importantly, this show on the air Wednesday through Friday from the BBC talking about Brexit, what it means, and the economic impacts that have already started to happen.
And Kai, you and the team are posting updates of your travels to Instagram, right?
We are. I'm doing a lot of Instagram videos. I'll tell you what. We are at Marketplace APM on Insta, so check us out.
All right. Thanks, Kai, and we'll look forward to hearing you from London tomorrow.
You bet. Talk to you soon, Kimberly. Thanks.